I think, progressive policy on municipal engagement, and have shown that by providing significant support to all of the LGLA and to UBCM events. So I'm going to give a warm welcome to Joan Isaacs, who's going to tell us a little bit about what Fortis is up to today. Come on.
Thank you. So as mentioned, my name is Joan Isaac. I'm a community relations manager at Fortis BC, one of six throughout the province. So happy to be here again, supporting local government. I think most of you know a little bit about Fortis BC, but I'll have to give you the corporate rundown here. We reach 1.1 million customers in more than 135 communities throughout the province. And we're providing the energy that you need for your city halls, for your schools, for your businesses, and for your homes. We're building effective energy solutions. Means we're putting our customers first, and we realize our vision of bringing value to our customers through delivering service at the lowest reasonable cost. Our five core values are safety, respect and integrity, teamwork, prudent risk management, and accountability. This all provides every employee with guidance as we're out delivering energy solutions for our customers. Our services range from natural gas, electricity, and propane to integrated energy solutions such as geothermal and district energy. In fact, FortisBC delivers more energy than any other utility in the province. We're 100% Canadian-owned. We're owned by Fortis Inc. out of Newfoundland. And FortisBC contributes over $70 million a year in BC's tax coffers. We regularly meet with local governments to just review some of the initiatives that we have underway, but as well to work with your staff on major infrastructure initiatives that we're undertaking, or as if your cities or municipalities are working on infrastructure, we try and collaborate as much as possible. So I don't have to tell you that that definitely saves time and inconvenience for your taxpayers, and as well it can also save money. So I just wanted to update you on just a couple of initiatives that are near and dear to my heart that contribute to your community. Number one is our community investment programs. So we volunteer. We also invest in the communities where we're living and working. And we do that through sponsorships, corporate community investment, employee volunteerism, and through our Warm Hearts program, which is an employee-funded foundation. So just a few of the things that we've invested in over the last year. We funded a community garden adjacent to one of our stations here in Vancouver. We adopted two inner city schools, providing an after school program for underprivileged kids in Surrey. We donated surplus pipe to Fisheries and Oceans Canada for a stream enhancement project in Squamish. And we also supported the development of the Fraser River Discovery Center's programs for school-aged children to teach them about the most significant waterway, the Fraser River. So natural gas is the cleanest burning low-carbon fuel on the market today. So by using natural gas for transportation, emissions can be reduced by 15 to 25% over gasoline and diesel. Since 30% of BC's greenhouse gas emissions are coming from the transportation sector, natural gas is an important component we are using to help reduce emissions province-wide. We're on track to achieve our goal of displacing 74 million diesel liters and reducing emissions by 91,000 tons annually. So thanks to the incentives that we offer under a program offered in partnership with the province of BC. So to date, we've made $29 million in incentive commitments to assist in the purchase of approximately 400 heavy-duty vehicles and five marine vessels. BC Ferries has recently announced dual-fuel engines for three new intermediate-class ferries, as well as the conversion of its Spirit-class vessels to dual-fuel. Heavy-duty customers such as Vetter Transport, Aero Transportation, and Denwell Enterprises also are acquiring liquefied natural gas from our Tilbury liquefied natural gas storage facility here in Delta. Fleet operators using natural gas are now able to lower their costs by up to 50% over diesel. So these savings are helping our transportation sector become more competitive, and those savings that they are realizing can be passed down to customers. So on behalf of FortisBC, I would like to say that we truly value the relationships that we have with local government, and we truly value the time and initiatives that you are putting forward to make sure that your communities thrive. We've been a proud supporter of Local Government Leadership Academy and the Union of BC for many years. Fortis BC takes priority in attending events like this. If you have any questions, I'm here for the rest of the afternoon until after the coffee break. And I also wanted to mention, please do take more socks. There are still some more available. And have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Joan. We'll reconvene at 1 o'clock, and we're going to have a public hearing. And so we've got the LGLA players lined up and a couple of more of legal counsel.